Today we are continuing the cycle of poems that Lola Haskins has written about her grandchildren, her own children, and about parenting and grandparenting.
When our kids were growing up, the toys they liked best were never the shiny plastics, the kind that came with whistles and bells and required lots of tense parental assembly Christmas Eve. What they would pick out, over and over again, were the toys that came with the house, the ones that could be anything. At first it was cans of tuna or tomato paste to roll or stack, or pots and pans and wooden spoons to bang with. Then they graduated to towers and castles made of blocks we cut from wood scraps. Then it was spaceships and trains and playhouses, which, in another life, had been refrigerator boxes. And of course they always had paper and pencil and crayons and paint, which they used for all kinds of purposes, from a daily newspaper containing flashes like, "Black Bart has escaped again," to Picasso-y scribbles of Mommy reading. But that was years ago. And now, though it seems as if I've just wiped the most recent exuberant magenta finger paint off her hands, my daughter of the newspapers has a daughter of her own. Her name is Ava, and she was 3 last December 15th, though she still says she'd rather be 2. For Christmas, instead of going to the mall, or even to the learning store, I decided to make Ava's Christmas present myself. So I found a lonely old sock, and I made her 2 presents, a puppet and a poem. Now, I can't show you the puppet on the radio, but I can tell you the poem, and that's almost as good. So, here it is, Ava's poem about the sock puppet. Take a sock that's been solo as long as you can remember. Cheer it up. Tell it, "Hello, handsome." And you're not lying. Is its ribbed neck not tight? Its nose not smooth? Is it not a color girls pay tanning salons good money for? Now, find it some snazzy eyes. Give it a topknot. Stitch a smile along its mouth. What a life! One day, you're hanging mateless around the dryer trying to pick up the lint. The next, what do you know? You're dancing.